Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Stand up, get out of your seats. No, literally get out of your seats. It's a Riley Friday, it's a Bluffs Friday, and this man right here, this man just had a homemade smoothie.
Not just a homemade smoothie bowl. I'm talking about what you would get at like an acai place and pay $15 for. The best place to get a smoothie bowl in the Triangle is 11 Redacted, Durham, North Carolina. It is my house right here.
11 Redacted. Nice.
I thought there was no bluffsier way to start a Bluffs Friday than to let Greg and Carter know that they better be ready to record by the time I finish with my smoothie bowl. Lo and behold, they were, though. So
11 Redacted is wild. That's actually what Cart calls his second favorite Michigan State point guard in the last two decades.
Good one.
I thought it was pretty good, honestly. Cart, you're getting
That's why I said good one.
You're getting a buzz cut in like an hour, right?
I am, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know what to do. Like when I go to, like, what do I say when I go to the shop?
I don't know, Riley. What does he say?
I used to, in my buzz cut era, from like this would have been like 2009 through 2012, just go and say, "Hey, let me get a three all over."
Is a three a buzz cut?
That's what I used to get. Yeah.
That seems a little high, Card. I think you should go more like a one.
Dude, you can't do a one. Don't make him go one.
Well, a zero would be the worst.
A zero
is not a buzz cut. Yeah. I think a three qualifies. You should let him go with a three guard.
I think one and a half is fair.
One and a half is still harsh. I say, Carter. I need work with me here. I'm trying to help you not have to get down to a one. A three is still a buzz cut.
Rizzler, do a little spin for us. What's your sides and back right now?
I got a skin fade. So this would be no guard right here, I guess, presumably. I'm guessing this is like a one to two and then probably a 3-4 right here.
Yeah, I need a three.
We're going to go with a two. Two is the final offer I can do.
Can I throw a seven?
No.
All right, let's meet in the middle at three.
I'll do two. I think two is fair.
All right, fine.
Let's go. I'm so excited for this. I'm really terrified you're going to look great and love the way you look, though.
I'm very scared of the fact. I already told you, but, like, I have a wedding on Saturday with people, like, I haven't met, and their first impression of me is going to be like, wow, look at this big-ass doofus with a buzz cut.
What color suit are you wearing? I got the full picture.
I think I'm going to wear my navy suit.
Yeah, that's a good move with a buzz cut.
Navy suit is clean. Navy suit's clean. You'll be fine.
You try to pull up in the light gray suit from my wedding with a buzz cut, I think people would call Child Protective Services.
Yeah, I might as well wear a tuxedo t-shirt.
Not great. Okay.
Can I interject about the tuxedo t-shirt? Yes. One of my favorite Carter Elliott stories was, this was probably 2 years ago. I was going to a wedding and it was black tie attire. So I was wearing a tux. I had just gotten a new like white dress shirt that I used for a suit. And I thought it looked good with a tuxedo, but I wasn't positive that, like, I don't know. Sometimes with formal wear, there are unspoken rules. I'm like, can I wear a white dress shirt that I use for a suit with a tux? And I sent to our Scrapple group chat, does anybody know if you can wear a tuxedo shirt with a suit or something? It was something like that, or a suit shirt with a tuxedo, one of those iterations. And Carter literally thought I was talking about wearing a tuxedo t-shirt.
I was so rattled because I don't think we were close enough yet then, Riley, and I was at that moment like, wow, I don't know if I can move forward with this friendship if this is what we're rocking with. But I'm glad we got past that miscommunication.
It's crazy. Okay. All right. Whew. Any other tuxedo t-shirt comments before we continue?
I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, I feel like Riley, if we let him go for 45 minutes on this, I feel like we'd have a lot more thoughts here. Riley, how many tuxedo t-shirts do you own right now?
I think just one.
If you said two, I was going to get really concerned.
I'm pretty sure it's just one.
Not 100% sure?
And I'm not 100% sure, but it's in there. If I know for a fact one is in that closet that you literally see in my background, there might be a second one in another closet.
The next time you play Two Truths and a Lie, which, let's be honest, is a lot for you, I think you should whip out, I'm not 100% sure that I only own one tuxedo t-shirt.
That'd be a good one.
Wait, are we talking we're talking tuxedo shirts, not tuxedo t-shirts. Like, you're talking about dress shirts, right?
No, I'm talking t-shirts.
Oh, I don't have any tuxedo t-shirts.
Oh, I thought you meant like the literally those lame t-shirts that have look like tuxedos.
No, I'm talking about like the actual dress shirt. That is what I was confused about. Can I wear the same dress shirt I wear with a suit with a tuxedo? And Carter thought I was asking if I could wear a tuxedo t-shirt to a wedding.
Got it.
The answer to that's no, by the way. But let's go ahead and get to the YouTube comment of the day here before we absolutely go completely off the rails here.
These two literally said before we click record, they were like, can we try and make this quick? We need to be out of here in an hour. And we just opened with 11 minutes on tuxedo t-shirts. Go ahead, Carter.
Okay. This one comes from Akil, who is a friend of the program. You're in the quad at U of M, Carter and Greg, and you need to assemble your ultimate Frisbee team. The sport is played 7v7 with anyone currently on a Big Ten roster. Who would you draft on your team? I would be intrigued.
Nebraska's entire team.
Yeah, for me. No, Nebraska's starting five, Trey Donaldson at also, and then Carson Cooper. I feel like Carson Cooper's elite at Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah, I could see that. Sejan and Gavin Griffiths are the no-brainers for me. And I think you want them to be comfortable. You trust that they're such a special duo, they would get it done. Any thoughts, Riley?
Going back to Carter playing a good bit of Ultimate Frisbee, I too have played a good bit of Ultimate Frisbee, as in 3 to 4 times. And tall white dudes are elite at Ultimate. They live for that. So yeah, I'm a big fan of Sejan, big fan of Griffiths. I would throw either Kohler or Cooper. Honestly, I think Kohler's haircut gives me more of that Ultimate vibe. So yeah, that's all I have to add.
Honestly, Danny Wolf would be a good shout. Like an Ivy League guy. Like I know that Yale had a quad.
I don't know. I think he's too slow. Honestly, this might shock people. I think Vlad Golden would be the better Ultimate Frisbeer between the two in the Michigan front court.
I think he'd be confused on how to play. I think he would just be like that weird guy who ruins the game and, like, I don't know, spikes the Frisbee.
I think you guys
seven steps after he catches it.
I think you got the wrong Michigan State player, by the way. I think Frankie Fiddler has done this for years and years.
Yeah, those ears scream Ultimate Frisbee.
100%. Great question, Akil. Really like that. Okay, to the Discord, join the Discord. Riley Davis is in the Discord. Carter Elliott's in the Discord. I'm in the Discord. Last night was a Hall of Fame night in the Discord. I was going toe-to-toe with Illini Nation last night after the news of Coleman Hawkins' return to college, to the transfer portal broke. And I think people enjoyed it. First off, I want to shout out Illinois fans, because there's only been two or three nights in Discord history where I've gone toe-to-toe with a fan base. Like, it's me versus the fan base for 3 hours. Get ready. Blood will be shed. And the two previous times, members of those fan bases left the Discord. No Illinois members left the Discord. That's a round of applause. This is why I love Illinois. They can take it as much as they dish it. And it was really impressive. Join the Discord. Link in the description. It's $9.99 a month. It's the number one way to support the show. We have, I think, two more new joinees yesterday, Carl. Let me make sure I shout them out. Jack J7 is in, and B-Town Buckets are in. Shout out to Jack J7 and B-Town Buckets for joining. Help us get across the 300 threshold. To the comments, Malik says, I'm glad to see that MLB has included the NeuroLeague stats. It was a nice surprise, but feel a little torn if they pass players on certain records. What is he? I don't know what he's talking about. I'm actually pretty good at Ultimate Frisbee, but I can't throw it for damn, but can catch and defend. Do you think Malik would be good at Ultimate Frisbee, Cart?
Yes.
Okay. Great Osibor said, good Osibor says, what is more likely, Villanova makes the tournament or Illinois actually finishes 16th or worse in the Big Ten?
Villanova making the tournament. I don't think there's any world in which Illinois finishes 16th or worse in the Big Ten.
I don't think there's any world Villanova makes the tournament, though.
I don't think there is either, but I think there's more of not a chance there's not a world with the Illinois thing.
Riley, what's your answer to that?
Eric Dixon's still good.
Yeah. I think it's more likely Illinois finishes 16th. That Villanova, me and Brian Ralph just did the Villanova State of the Program video last night, and it is so bleak outside of Eric
Dixon.
Can't
wait to light a candle and fire that one up.
Go watch. They're starting an Ivy League point guard who didn't even make an all Ivy League team, and a third team A10 guard next to him. It's bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Illinois 16th, but neither are likely. It's just that I think there's a 0% chance Villanova makes a tournament, and there's at least like a 1% chance there's 15 Big Ten teams that are kind of good. Watch the State of the Programs, by the way. We just finished them. We just wrapped the entire series. Shout out to Riley Davis and Brian Ralph for helping us so much with that. Really happy with how it turned out, and they're all up on the channel now, so you can go watch them. I Maynor says, it's great that the schools can directly pay players, but this presents a new issue, equal pay. Football is by far and away the cash cow, with men's basketball coming in as a very distant second. How does this end up playing out across all sports when the hockey or women's basketball players want the school, not the collective, to pay them football money? P.S. Shout out to Nebraska women's volleyball as a revenue generator. Had it looking like WrestleMania out there.
That was a dope, very, very dope thing that they did. And shout out to Iowa women's basketball. I think they did the same when they played outside in like a scrimmage. I don't think there'll be that much holdup, because in the state that it is, you can simply just say no. The way the collectives work, like, you could just, I mean, there can be requests, there can be demands, but the words no can be said easily and just be denied if there's facts to back it up. And also, like, there's just never going to be a world where those sports are as money, like, revenue makers compared to football and basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I said this on a different episode a week ago, but like, I would love to see a school just be like, I'm not going to spend money on football, but we're going to be the best badminton team in the country. Like, go ahead. You have the freedom to do that now. Equal pay is an issue in all industries, in all facets. So, like, is it going to be an issue? Yes. Is it going to break college sports? No. This is an issue everywhere in the world. Andre L. says, I don't care what Caravan's stock is after this coming year. If they win the title again, he should be forced to come back and try and go 4-for-4. Riley, do you agree?
Yes.
100%. And maybe try to seek some type of hardship waiver and let's go for 5.
It would be truly iconic if that happens. Eric NJ Boiler says, okay, how do I give Greg a math lesson as quickly as possible? There's no 100% line on the growth chart. It's all based on standard deviations above and below the mean. The line is usually a 99% line, even though 3 standard deviations would be 99.7. Congrats on having a healthy baby. Think of it this way. Edie is in the 99.99999% in height of all humans on the planet. Yao Ming is still taller. Cart, can you paraphrase that one for me? Can you just sort of summarize, trim that down?
Yeah, he needs to deviate himself to some grass, my brother.
We're here to talk sports, not math.
Yeah, like, come on, dog. You over here trying to Y equals MXB us right now? Come on, man. Keep that out the comments.
Riley, any thoughts?
Who does he think he is? Evan Miyakawa coming in with like stat formulas? Like, I hear standard deviation and I immediately fall asleep. I haven't thought about that since AP stats in the year of our Lord 2011.
I was never a bully, but after reading that, like, I really want to give NJ Boiler a wedgie.
Listen, I appreciate Eric's comment. I really do. Anybody trying to educate us, it's always needed. Lord knows it. With that said, this just reads very bitter to me. Like, sorry that my daughter is taller than Yao Ming was at his age. Like, what do you want from me? She's on a great growth trajectory right now. Guy says, daily high major comment. We all got mad at Musk for over-portaling the Razorbacks last year, but now we love Cal for bringing in like 8 transfers, all of whom he wants in the rotation. What's the difference? I don't want to hear any of this. They were at Kentucky stuff. I have the difference. You guys don't get to respond to this. I'm doing this. The difference is that Cal inherited an empty roster guy. Eric Musselman had been the coach at Arkansas for 5 seasons and was building the roster himself. So in year 5, when you decide to portal 13 players in, that's toxic and bad. When John Calipari inherits a roster of 0 players that Eric Musselman built, he has to fill a roster somehow. And he's doing it with his elite recruiting class and also with some of the very best transfers in the portal. Malik says, let the kids play. I think that football and basketball should lower the age to 17 to go pro. If they don't get drafted, they should be allowed to go to college and play. Let's look at the facts. What other sports have age limits? Not golf, soccer, overseas basketball, NASCAR, many more. If they say, if you say they too young, then do other athletes get special treatment? Riley, should we lower the playing age for college basketball?
I get the argument. It's kind of fun in theory because you have all these EuroLeague dudes who have been playing professional since they were like 16. But I don't know. Based on the current college landscape, I think there's a lot of 16, 17 year olds out there who'd be prone to some bad advice to try to go pro way too early. Like, imagine 15 year old Imani Bates declaring for the draft and being like the 28th pick. And then again, that's a bad example because
I'd say probably would have worked out better.
Yeah, good point. Maybe Malik's onto something here.
Honestly, that's where I'm going with this. I think that once you reach double digits in age, so once you're 10, you should be able to if you really want to.
Yeah, I think it would be horrible for many players, but I think I agree with the sentiment. Like, let them make the mistake if their camp wants to make the mistake. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Right now, it's fun to watch the young kids in Europe be really good. So, I don't know. I'm not grumpy about it. Malik says, I think the NCAA should get back into boxing with some changes. Each school can have up to 3 boxers in a weight class, 3 action, 1 reserve. Even though they represent the same school, there can only be 1 champ in each weight class, no conferences, 7 3-minute rounds. Card, do you want boxing?
I would not mind college boxing whatsoever, to be honest with you, because I think it'd be fun. I could use it as memes and GIFs as well for, you know, normal sports. I think it'd be great.
Who would have been the best Albion boxer when you were there?
Who would have been the best Albion boxer when I was there? Ooh.
I mean, I saw a video of you sparring with Z Hirth in my apartment.
Yeah. Z Hirth's a little wild with his hands, but he's got heavy ones. So, like, it wouldn't be me, I'll tell you that for sure. It would either be the running back from our football team whose name was D-Dog, and yes, he went by D-Dog, and or Mike Mooney.
Moons would be good. Moons is a good shout. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know D-Dog, but that's a good shout. Malik says, Greg out here shooting that thing like J.J. Redick. He might actually be Billy Hoyt, except he can't dunk. Can you dunk, Greg? No, I can't dunk. I can't touch the rim either. I can barely touch the backboard. I'm not vertically enhanced.
You can touch the backboard.
Barely.
Define barely. Like, you can slap the glass, right?
Fingertips.
It's bad for the brand.
It's really bad for the brand. I'm a shooter. You saw the video. I shot 40 for 50 yesterday. I gave out 100. Yeah, join the Discord. I gave out $100 to one person. I went to the gym yesterday, ran my 2 miles in running shoes. Yeah. Did people clown me for showing up to the gym in running shoes to shoot basketball? Yeah. But I ran to the gym. What do you want from me? Carry basketball shoes in my hands while running 2 miles? No, thank you. Pull up to the gym. I told the Discord, hey, I'm going to be here for the next 20 minutes. I'm going to shoot 25 free throws and 25 threes around the horn. And if you guess how many makes I have, I'll send you $100. Cart guessed 38. I was honored that you guessed a number that high. And then I shot 40 for 50. 22 free throws and then 18 out of 25 threes. It was a great day. $100 to Ulamog.
Yeah, Ulamog should have sent me a piece of that because you definitely got to 38 and were extra motivated to make the last two.
I had 2 left. I didn't want you to make the money, but here we are. Special performance, by the way. Riley, if you had to do that exact exercise, 25 free throws and 25 threes, what are you shooting out of 50?
I'll say 14 free throws and I'll say 9 threes.
Okay. Almost 50%. Cart, what would you have shot?
I'd probably go 17 for 25 from the line and 15 for 25 from 3.
Okay. I'd like to see everybody try this, to be honest. I don't think I'll shoot 40 for 50 again. I think that was a really hot shooting day that just happened to be lucky. It was the day I was filming it. Andre L. says, how many conferences would Gonzaga's bench win? That's Braden Smith with an E, Khalif Battle, Dusty Stromer, Steel Ventures, Braden Huff.
How many would they win?
Conferences would that bench group win? I mean, I probably all the mid-majors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say, but I don't think they would do anything in the SEC or anything like that.
I don't know if that wins the WCC.
No, I don't think it does.
Yeah, I don't.
They're probably. That, I don't think it probably doesn't win. It probably doesn't win the Missouri Valley. Wouldn't win the A-10. Like, are there any other good, perennially good mid-major leagues that we're forgetting?
We already say American, if we count that as mid-majors.
Yeah, I don't think it would win the American either.
Yeah, probably like 9 or 10 in the smaller conferences. It's a good team. They're very deep. Malik says, what if Zapala is a decent five? Isn't that a good thing? We see Kohler can't defend any starting five. I'm really hoping he is good this year, but he's playing out of position until we see Zapala in action. Let him be. Would it be good if your center is good, Carter?
Yeah, would like that.
Guy says, I think I owe a retraction on my Bama disdain statement now that Sears is back. I hate that he's back, though. That man has been in college since the MAC was a two-bid league. I mean, seriously, he was at Ohio like pre-pandemic or something.
Hasn't Mark Sears only played 4 years?
I think so.
So get real, guy. You support teams that have guys that are like 26 on them.
Okay, here we are. This is what we've all waited for. We're to the good part. Fam says, happy Bluffs Friday, y'all. I've been fighting through a concussion after getting T-boned at roughly 40 miles an hour 12 days ago. I avoided bringing it up because I'm a dog, and dogs fight through short-term injuries while still giving out winning tennis picks for the people. Two-parter this week, though. What's the worst injury y'all have experienced? And secondly, what's your favorite treat-myself activity or food item to get through the times of adversity? It's a great question. Riley, what do you got?
Fantastic question. For one, I, too, have been T-boned on the driver's side, probably also going the drive. The offending party was probably also going about 40 miles an hour. So glad we're bonded on that, fam. Wait, what was the, I really liked that first question, but I've already forgot what it was.
Worst injury you have experienced. And then what's your favorite treat myself activity to get through adversity?
Grade 2 ankle sprain when I was playing for the Prague Lions, was the worst. I don't know if I ever fully recovered from it. My ankle still looks a little swollen to this day.
Can you repeat the Prague Lions story? Because there's probably people that listen to this now that didn't hear it originally, and they're like, what? Riley Davis played for the Prague Lions?
Yeah, so my organization that I work for, the Campus Ministry, worked with that same ministry in Prague, Czech Republic for a year, 2019 through 2020. While I was there, got connected to a local football team that played in the Czech Association of American Football, or the CHAF for short, the Prague Lions. Full contact football, mostly Czechs who played on it, a handful of Americans, a couple Brits as well. Every team in the CHAF was allowed to have like two ringers who played college football in the States. I clearly was not one of them. I just did it for fun. But yeah, right before COVID actually shut down the world in the spring of 2020, like 2 weeks before that, I sprained my ankle really badly. Did physical therapy for like 2 weeks. COVID hit. I said, I'm done icing my ankle every day, and it's been swollen ever since. That's the worst injury I ever had. Treat myself, probably I'd probably say like a Bojangles, like 5-6 chicken supreme box where you get the spicy tenders and the Cajun fries. Tough to beat. Y'all ever had Bojangles?
Yeah.
Yes. Fire.
Together once on a road trip back.
Fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Was very good. Cart, you want to answer that as well?
Worst injury I ever had. I never broken any bones. So.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Good for the brand.
Good for the brand. It was either a really bad, I had a really bad high ankle sprain my sophomore year of college that just like hindered me and like spiraled me. I like ballooned in weight and stuff like that. That was awful. Either that or in my like fourth year of wearing braces, I had a pretty big like just mess up accident and busted my face on a granite counter. And it messed up my teeth and my braces. So I had to wear my braces for another like 4 years, which totaled like, I think 8.5 years wearing braces. That was an awful, awful time. But I would go with high ankle sprain just because I literally think still to this day, my ankles are like just sore and just hurts like all the time. Help, like comfort, like feel better, food, activity. Activity would honestly just be playing some video games. So I never really get to play video games like that anymore. So like if I was hurt or something like that, or like when I was sick, I would just bring out my Xbox and play video games, Call of Duty. Food, Thai food, pad Thai more specifically, and or Drunken Noodles.
Nice. Drunken Noodles are elite. Great show.
Yeah, with chicken.
My quick answer is good for the brand. I've never broken a bone, never will break a bone. My bones are indestructible. I don't even need to knock on wood on that. I pride myself on having ankles that if you step on a curb, like I step on curbs all the time, just roll it over. Everything's fine. Like they are indestructible ankles. I feel very confident in saying that. My worst injury is not even a super bad injury, but I did cut my thumb really, really deeply and had to go to the ER a couple years ago when this was mid COVID, like maybe a month into COVID, everybody's working from home. And I was on a work call at the old job, corporate job, trying to slice a bagel while on a work call. And I just like with a hefty knife right in the middle of the thumb, had to go to the ER, blood everywhere. It was the most painful thing I've ever experienced. And I still have a pretty deep scar right through the middle of my thumb.
I thought you were going to go with the throwing out the back injury.
That was bad, but that was like an inconvenience for a day. I wouldn't even consider that a serious injury. It was just poor timing.
Gotcha.
And then comfort thing, I'll get clowned for this as well, but I love Panera soup in a bread bowl. That's more when I'm sick than when I'm like hurt. But yeah, Panera soup in a bread bowl goes crazy.
Which soup?
Chicken noodle.
I don't know about chicken noodle out of a bread bowl. I feel like if you're out of a bread bowl, you got to get like a creamier soup.
Yeah, I was going to guess broccoli cheddar. That seems like a good, just like Michigander, get my broccoli cheddar in a bread bowl.
A chowder out of a bread bowl.
It could be good too. Either way.
Let me guess. You don't eat the bread bowl afterwards.
No, of course I eat the bread bowl. Of course. That's crazy. That might be the most disrespectful thing you've ever insinuated with me. Guy says, the Soldado fam reminded me it's Riley Friday. I'll ask a question similar vein to his. How many brain cells do you think you've lost being an idiot? For example, concussions, general head trauma, drinking, smoking, violent head movement for no apparent reason. How many brain cells have you lost, Riley?
Probably like 33 would be my guess. Had two concussions, probably an average of like 17 per for those.
I lose like 50 a day. Probably.
Talking to me. Talking to me.
No, just in general. Like I hit my head on cupboards, low doorways, quick head movements. I hit my head on the bar yesterday at the gym. That sucked.
You do a lot of quick head movements.
How many brain cells do you have?
Is your head like quicker than most people's heads?
I do have quick twitch muscles, I guess.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably like 20. That's a guess. I don't know. I don't know how that works. Regress says, happy Riley Friday to those who celebrate. Bienvenidos, Riley. In honor of the AmeriCup competition that Daniel Wilt Chamberlain with a lighter up the ass Jacobson is taking part of in Buenos Aires, our geopolitical question will focus on Argentina today. Before we get to the geopolitical question, Cart, can we address the fact that the phrase is lighter in the ass, not with a lighter up the ass?
Yeah, it's they're light in the ass, not lighter in the ass. They're light in the ass.
Purdue fans really seem to love, like they gravitated towards that phrase from you very quickly. I don't know why, but I want to make sure they're on board with the correct terminology.
The thing that might not work in their favor is that if there is a fan base that is light in the ass, it would be Purdue.
Here's the geopolitical question of the day. Riley, inflation is rampant in Argentina in the post-COVID world, with the now peso worth 5% of what I was worth in 2019. I think that's what it was worth in 2019. Decrying years of economic mismanagement by the country's political elite, radical libertarian candidate Javier Milei was voted into office several months ago and has carried out a series of sweeping deregulations in an attempt to better the economy. Do you support these efforts or believe that a more measured and traditional response is needed?
I support Javier. Javier is a good dude. If you doubt me on that, please do your research. Educate yourself. Do better, whatever other like internet self-righteous cliche you want to throw in there. Do that regarding Javier. I like that he's mixing it up some, that he's thinking outside the box. We got to get the peso back to being worth what it was 5 years ago.
Do you actually research these when they come through, or are you just completely pulling these out of your ass?
I just went completely off the cuff for that one.
You're always so convicted in what you say. It's impressive. Scumbag Sully says, how many games are we winning if I'm the head coach of a college basketball team? Cart, what do you think if Sully was our coach?
It would be a Kyle Neptune type beat.
I Maynard says, what are the chances next March we get ESPN personality saying we don't know who any of the players are on the men's side? They don't have any stars, even though there will be multiple guys who played in Final Fours over the past few years on legit contenders. Mina Kimes is going to pound that button into oblivion. Riley, do you see that coming?
I hope not. It would be a shame considering you have RJ Davis and Mark Sears both coming back, and you have Cooper Flagg, who's going to be the most marketable freshman in like three seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not letting that fly. They're trying to push that. I refuse.
I didn't let it fly last year, and my only response to this is don't slander my girl Mina Kimes. I like Mina.
Yeah, respect she's Mina,
very,
please.
Very good at her job. Guy says, Riley, can you say one thing positive about Greg and another thing about Carter? I think they need some encouragement right now.
They're both great friends. Feel like they always have my back. A joy to hang out with in person. Fun dudes. Carter was missed this last week, but we talked about Natalie asked if when I met y'all. Wait, that was when me and Greg recorded by ourselves 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Natalie asked me when we met in person at the Final Four if it was like Love is Blind because we just finished watching that. And I said no. They were both very easy to hang out with. It flowed just as naturally as it does in our online interaction. So appreciate y'all both.
Thank you, Riley.
Love the Love is Blind comp too.
Cart, are you happy with that answer from Riley, or did you want a more individualistic answer for what he likes about you?
Yeah, I definitely want a little bit of eye guy in that one. I didn't want to be looped in with Gregory there, but it's fine though, because at the end I feel like it got separated a little bit.
Yeah,
Carter's a very good basketball player and one of the funniest people I know. Is that
there?
Special?
We go.
There we
Let's
go.
Rock.
I could see it from in his heart. Eyes. He wanted a little sparkle there. Jack J7 says, is Alabama beating Illinois in the non-conference by over or under 40.5 points this year? Cart,
is Alabama beating Auburn?
Illinois.
Under. That's disrespectful. 40?
41's a lot of points. It's got to be
a lot.
Got to be a lot. What would you set the line at?
Bama 11. Minus who? 12 and a half?
That seems high to me, too. I think it would be like Bama minus 8, depending on where it's being played.
I was going to say, where is the game? I was assuming it was in Tuscaloosa.
Know that I hate that I have to read this comment. This is from Guy. List of some guys who use the letter Y as a vowel in their name in no particular order. Sky Clark, Ali Khalifa, Ty Rogers, Jordan Ganey, Taman Lipsey, Tyrese Hunter, Jaden Nunn. Isn't it strange that sometimes that letter is a vowel and sometimes it is a consonant? Like, who made that up? Whoever did was pretty silly. Riley, your thoughts?
Can we move on to the next one?
Dreadhead Dev Royal to King says, have you watched Sopranos? Great life lessons for anyone. Six seasons of it too. Riley, have you watched that?
I have not. It's on the list though.
I have not as well, but I've seen a lot of clips.
I've watched an episode of it. Didn't like it.
You're out.
Yeah, I just, I've said this before. I struggle to get into shows that were made in like early 2000s. Like if I can tell it's old, I struggle with that with movies or shows.
That's tough.
Yeah. Burner says, late to Tuesday's episode, but I'd personally like to put Carter in timeout for not having Self on his list, but having Calipari on there and saying he's got a guy that can coach 15 more years. Absolute blasphemy coming out of Carter.
Is Bill Self getting like a transplant or something? Like he's not going to be coaching that much longer.
Yeah, but I think he's mad you included Cal. You think Cal's going to coach a lot longer than Self?
Yes.
I guess. Also, for the record, Burner's list is this. Dan Hurley, Billy Donovan, Brad Stevens, Jay Wright, Scott Drew, Tommy Lloyd. Did I miss something where y'all said current college coaches? No, you did not. Jump 1,000 spots for Burner. John Wooden's literal corpse, Jerome Tang, then Rodney Terry. Can we do a quick Billy Donovan check? Are we still, why do people still consider him like the best coach available ever?
I don't know. I think Trilly Donovan has surpassed Billy.
Riley, am I off base on that, Riley?
No, I don't think he wants to, like, when's the last time Billy Donovan coached in college? Was it 15 or did he leave before then?
I think he left before then. I think it was like 10.
I think he was there later than that. Because Mike White, I feel like Mike White came in like 2014, 2015.
Need to get a check.
Yeah, you're right. It was 2015.
Really?
Billy Donovan went 16-17 his final season at Florida.
Did he really? Jeez. The game has changed so much since then. I don't think he wants to deal with NIL. I don't think he wants to deal with recruiting. I think he's quite content just with his Chicago Bulls job. They didn't fire him this year. He's, I don't know, got another year lined up and would probably get another NBA job if he gets canned.
Damn, it is wild. The year before Billy left, they went 36-3, 18-0 in the SEC with a team that Casey Prather was the leading scorer on.
Casey Prather was tough.
Maybe I'm sleeping on Billy. I don't know. I don't know that in this era, that's the guy you want on top of the list. I can understand Brad Stevens more than Billy Donovan. Toon says, happy Riley Friday. I saw a Purdue graphic of the recent USA basketball teams with the talk about Jacobson. Forgot that Morton was a part of the 2019 team. How good of a benchmark is making these teams? What percentage would you say pan out versus flop? Either of you have thoughts on Team USA being an indicator of future success?
It's worked for some guys like Chet Holmgren and Kenneth Lofton Jr. When they were on it, they had really good years. Afterwards, Jaden Ivey as well. But then I think
Johnny Davis.
Yeah.
Johnny Davis. I think Mark Armstrong was on it last year, though. So there's like a argument that it doesn't really mean much.
I would say it matters a lot if the reports are that you're playing well. Like the thing with Jacobson this week isn't that he made the team. It's that he's been the best big at the camp. Like that. Yeah. That is notable.
I'm very interested to see what his play looks like, actually when they're in those games. But I do actually think that Team USA is a pretty good indicator for guys, especially at the U19 level for those guys who are like freshmen and come back and play before their sophomore seasons. Like that's usually very indicative of a sophomore jump.
Mike Miles was
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify
Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Another big one who crushed it after his freshman year.
Yeah. Good shout. Toon says, what's the best college bar you've been to? You cannot say your own schools. Cart and I have been at quite a few college bars together in recent years. Riley, what's your answer though?
I am not well versed in the bar scene of other schools outside of Chapel Hill. I'm like, have I been to one in Knoxville before? I lived in Knoxville for 4 years. Barley's is a place in Knoxville that has really good pizza and good beer specials. That's like, it's essentially right by the University of Tennessee. It's the closest one I'll get.
Good one.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember spots that we went to on our college hoops to go trip, G.
I mean, I loved quite a few in Champaign, but...
Upstairs in Bloomington.
At Nick's? Oh, no, the upstairs bar.
Upstairs, yeah. Or even Kilroy's. Kilroy's.
Yeah, honestly, Bloomington was the best by far because you had Kilroy's and Nick's and upstairs, and they were all incredible vibes and different and unique.
I remembered a good one. I don't know if we have any Auburn fan listeners, but there's a place in Auburn called Sky Bar. That's just this enormous bar. It's basically like four bars in one, and they have a different vibes for different whatever vibe you want. You can find at Sky Bar. It was a ton of fun.
That's very fire. Yeah, good shout. I would say one of the Bloomington ones for sure. We're going to end with a flurry from Malik Perry. Malik was really on this morning. He woke up mad that the NCAA doesn't have 1,000 sports, it looks like. I think the NCAA should get into certain sports or promote them more, like college NASCAR or something. Can you imagine your school winning the Collegiate 500? Not a Raceway fan, but I think it would be interesting to see. This is for Riley Fries Friday. If RJ Davis and Caleb Love fought, who's winning? No rules.
Probably Caleb Love, just because he's bigger. RJ's like maybe 6 feet. Caleb's like 6'4". I'll take the height.
RJ don't have that dog in him.
He does, but can we just move on to the next question? I'm not trying to slander my guard this morning.
I sense you're being a little uncomfortable right now, Riley. What's the deal?
Can we just go on to the next question?
Malik says, we all want our teams to win, but I like when I see this player's smile in photos. Even though Zapala may not be good, I'm looking forward to seeing him in all the first years play. Card, I think this is in reference to Michigan State basketball's official Twitter account tweeting out the welcome picture of Simon Zapala, in which on legs that look like my legs, he is standing holding four different shoe boxes. What do you think of that picture?
That picture is more indicative of somebody who's moving into Brody Hall or whatever hall is at Michigan State, not someone who might possibly start for the basketball team.
Has he never had shoes before? Like, they were like, hey, it's time to take your picture. And he was like, let me make sure the shoe boxes are in this one.
I don't get it. I don't know who to blame here. Whoever's behind the camera, tell them to put down the shoe boxes.
Just put the shoe boxes down, my man. Like, this isn't like a make-a-wish trip. This is like you're an official member of the team. You're going to get a lot of shoes. Final comments.
What are those?
Don't look at those. Those ankles, man. Riley, they got him on the top of the depth chart right now. He took a picture next to Carson Cooper. He's like 5 inches shorter than him. It's crazy. All right. Malik's final two. I don't know what it is, but you two men need to learn to be grateful. Carter's wife brought cookies. What he says is they're vegan. No, thank you. Greg, no bananas. So Riley, when it is your turn, do this. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Final comment, we might have to set up a tournament in basketball since people are itching to play. After watching Cart videos of him dunking and with the deer, you changed your body for the better. Keep up the good work. P.S. Your rent is due real soon.
Thanks.
Carl, who are we brought to you by?
Are we brought to you by anybody?
Yes.
Yeah, we're brought to you by the good folks over at MyBookie. Head over to MyBookie, the official sports book of Sleepers Media, right now to take advantage of our instant deposit bonus offer by using promo code Sleepers. That's promo code Sleepers to take advantage of the instant deposit bonus offer today. They had everything you need, player props, extra predictions, anything you need is over at MyBookie, the official sports book of Sleepers Media.
Get that offer in while you can. What's topic number one today?
All right, for our first topic, we're going to talk a little bit about NBA draft deadline. I know there's a video going up on the channel.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
On, what was it? Should they have stayed? Should they have gone? Is that what y'all talked about?
Basically, did they make a good or a bad decision, player by player?
Good or bad. Yeah, thanks. But we're going to talk just broader strokes for these teams. Who are the biggest winners and who are the biggest losers?
I like this. Does it have to be a team or can we go like outside the box, like players or even like other random inanimate objects?
You can go outside the box. I thought of it in terms of teams, but feel free to interpret it as you wish.
I love this. How many winners and losers do you want, Riley?
Three winners, three losers.
I love this. Okay.
Can I get one of my winners out immediately?
Yes.
College basketball. They won. We won. We did. We're going to have the best players staying that were on the edge in another world. They're guys like Mark Sears, guys like Coleman Hawkins, those other guys, they are leaving. And they're not leaving. They're coming back to play college basketball. And for that, that is a win for us all.
I agree. Riley, what do you got?
I mean, this was the most, like, obvious choice. I would say Alabama just because this roster is insane. Again, can bump some promotion for the state of the program. They have 13 players. They're one of the few teams that have filled all scholarships, and all 13 are good. Like, Aiden Holloway might be the worst player on this roster, and he's a former McDonald's All-American. Mm-hmm. It's insane that they've assembled this front court where, like, they got Jaren Stevenson back, and to my knowledge, there hasn't been any whispers of Darion Reed or who's the other guy I'm forgetting?
Aiden Sherrell?
Aiden Sherrell, thank you. There's been no rumors of either of them decommitting, and I think both, like, both played at prolific prep, so they come from a high level of high school ball. They're both, like, above the rim, good height, long wingspan type of guys who seem ready to contribute to a D1 team, excuse me, a high major team, and they might be like 5 minute a game guys despite both being top 20, top 40 prospects. Like, it's just insane that Nate Oates pulled this off.
Yeah, it is. I love that shout. They're probably the biggest winner to me as far as like a team and a coach go. I'm going to say UConn, and maybe more specifically UConn fans are the winner. Regardless of like how impactful Caravan will be, obviously he's extremely good and extremely impactful. And now they have a loaded wing combo between him and McNeely and Mahaney. I think it's just fun. It would be so fun to be a UConn fan that's like, watch this guy win two national championships and he still wants to come back. That's so rare in college basketball, and that program's extremely healthy. So I think they have to be considered a winner. Let's just keep going around the horn with more winners. Carr, who's your next winner?
Ooh, dude. Okay. I'm going to go on a more personal player basis here. I'm going to put Coleman Hawkins as a winner because I think that Coleman played this correctly, and there is a very, very, very large bag coming his way.
Agree. I agree with that completely. Yeah, I'm going to also say it's a weird one. I'm going to say Great Osabor is a winner because the fact that, like, there's another player in the portal saying, I need Great Osabor money, that's a win for Great Osabor and his camp and his team. Like, I can't believe that's – he is the pinnacle of the entire sport right now. And that goes hand-in-hand with Coleman because that's what Coleman is telling teams. You got to pay me Great Osabor money to even consider it. Riley, what's your next winner?
This one's going to feel personal, Greg. John Jacobs in Florida Atlantic.
How?
They got Baba Miller. They got a former five-star kid who was once seen as an NBA prospect.
They lost a better player than Baba Miller yesterday.
Who'd they lose?
Stanton McRae.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to put FAU to make you mad.
It's a lie. Jacobs is building a nice roster. You're right.
A more serious one, though, I will say, I think Texas Tech's going to be really good. I know you've said Elijah Hawkins is just passy, pass, 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 but JT Toppin, I think had a chance, had he seen it through, could have found himself in the first round, and he's coming back to school for another year. Greg, what do you always say about NBA players who come back for their sophomore year?
The most powerful thing in college basketball every time.
And they're sitting at looking at this hyper-athletic 3-4 pairing between Darian Trammell and Toppin. I didn't really believe in Grant McCaslin at all. I'm starting to feel like I'm pandering to guy talking about this, like Grant McCaslin just feels like a guy, but Big 12 is obviously loaded at the top, but I like Texas Tech's chances to compete with that upper echelon.
Yeah, that's good. I completely agree. I like that. Okay. Final winner, Cart, who you got?
Oh, final winner here. Yeah. I'm gonna go with Florida. Because they got Clayton back, and I think that Clayton's going to put together, and I already talked about it in another episode, I think I need to relax with my Florida love, but like Clayton brings together what they got in the portal with guys like Elijah Martin, and then you have Will Richard back as well. I just think that that team is going to be really, really good, and Walter Clayton should be mentioned with the great guards in the country, like the RJ Davises and the Mark Sears. I think Walter Clayton should be in that conversation.
I like that. Clayton's going to be a stud. Final winner for me is similar to what you just did, but different team. I think Steve Forbes is a winner here because he gets Hunter Salas back, and Hunter Salas is really good. I don't think Hunter Salas is ever going to have higher draft stock than he would have had this year in a really, really wide open draft. He was already a guaranteed pick, in my opinion. And to me, this is an indicator that, like, it doesn't even really matter what happens with Steve. Like, Steve Forbes can just keep missing the tournament. And guys are just going to keep, like, I'm ready to keep playing for Steve Forbes. Like, that's powerful. He's had really talented rosters the last couple of years. He gets a superstar back. And I wish I could say I'm confident they're going to make the tournament. But I'm like, okay, run it back, I guess. And he's going to put up great numbers and be fun to watch. Let's do losers around the horn. Three losers each. Riley, why don't you kick us off with your first loser?
Let's see. I actually did not think this through thoroughly.
I got one immediately. I can get out the way.
I feel like Carolina's kind of a loser because all these studs are declining first to early second round pick status to come back to school, and Harrison Ingram stayed in the draft.
I was actually going to throw that out there. That is, I'm still surprised you guys couldn't get him back. Is he getting a first round grade by anybody?
Not sure. I've seen Gavoni. He's fallen in Gavoni's latest mock.
Mm-hmm. Checks in cash. I think that I got to go with Memphis. I got to go with Memphis because David Jones literally left them to go play in Indonesia. Like, he's not going to the NBA.
Yeah, you're right. And they seem to be one of the few that's like, we kind of got duped. We didn't see this coming. Speaking of things people didn't see coming, Mark Pope still doesn't know what's happening with his former best player at BYU. Why? Everyone told me Mark Pope, like, oh, he can bring guys with him. It's going to be easy. We're waiting for Jackson. Mark Pope, still, he's been a month and a couple weeks into this job. He still hasn't gone head-to-head and landed anybody of note other than Kobe Brea. And Kobe Brea, teams backed out from. He wanted to go to UConn. So if he can't even get his former star that he had a relationship with to at least say what he's doing, how is this going? This is a disaster, in my opinion. He has to be on the list of losers. And look, if Jackson Robinson commits to Kentucky in the 24 hours after we record this before it drops, I'm going to look really stupid. But either way, it sounds really bad to me that Jackson hasn't said what he's doing one way or the other.
I might just say Jackson Robinson is a loser of this process too. They're both losers because if he comes back, we spent like 24 hours of hysteria saying, what is Jackson Robinson doing? And he's good. But if he comes back, he's what, a top 50 player in the sport? Like, yeah. I don't think I'd put him in one of the top 25 player in the sport.
Yeah.
Like go ahead.
We ended the video just saying exactly that today. We did like the what is he doing video, and it literally ended with, this is Jackson Robinson we're talking about.
Yeah. Let's see. Another one I wanted to add. This kind of contradicts a little bit what I said in our other video, G, but you kind of convinced me on this one. Cam Christie might actually be a loser out of this situation only because I think you made a great point. He could have came back and garnered a lot of money, played for an elite program, won some, played really well, and actually got himself in lottery conversation.
Mm. I was going to add, any team that needed a wing or a shooter, both Cam Christie and Jalen Wells are staying in the draft.
Yeah. It's a good shout. Yeah. So. I'm going to say me, I'm a loser of this week. We've done multiple segments on it. I have speculated and alluded for a few weeks that there's a secret player that Dusty May was maybe going to get his hands on. And, as of the recording of this, it's been silence still with secret player. Just say it. The player's AJ Mitchell, for those that haven't figured it out by now. And there was speculation that the connection between AJ Mitchell's old coach at UC Santa Barbara and Dusty May, they were, I believe, on Bobby Knight's staff together years ago. There's going to be a little bit of a passageway here. Turns out nothing from AJ Mitchell. He's been in the draft. He didn't release any sort of statement on if he's staying in the draft or coming back to school. So all indications seem that he is just firmly in the draft. Michigan's moved on to Jameer Watkins. I'm a loser, though, because I perpetuated that being a serious thing, and it sounds like it never became a serious thing.
You're not a loser in my eyes, Gregory.
Thanks, Cart. Riley, who's your next loser?
That was kind of it.
That's it? Okay.
I don't know if there's any more big losers I can think of that, like, teams weren't expecting. Unless, can y'all think of any player that was like, oh, they're for sure coming back, and then it's just gone? Like, Furphy stayed in the draft, but Kansas has a million other wings.
Yeah, I can't really think of many, to be honest.
Is nobody from Illinois a loser for losing Coleman?
I'm going to say no, only because, like, I think the roster's full.
No, they have a spot still.
Oh, they still have one? They still have one currently?
They have a spot still, and they have $600,000 they offered Igor Demin that they didn't offer Kasperis. So, like, they have money in a spot, and it's just like, oh, yeah, we never even considered Coleman.
Yeah, you could throw that in there.
Okay, something there.
Would you say, Greg, you to add to your loser list, the fact that you're going to have to watch Peyton Sanford play another year of college basketball?
I'm really unhappy about that, truly. But he's a winner for coming back because he's not an NBA player, and NBA players should be the guys that go to the NBA. So I don't know. Fun exercise, fun week. I didn't realize how chaotic this week would be until we got here, but it's been entertaining, to say the least. What do we got for topic number two?
Topic number two, we have way too early Final Fours. It's never too early to make these predictions when we have no idea what a bracket will look like. But you can give me the only stipulation I'm putting on this is I want one wild card. Like, you can't just pick three or four top 10 teams. Top 10 teams.
I need you to define wild card.
I would say, like, honestly, I made my first top 25 poll this week. And once you get to team 18, it's all kind of poopy. Like, teams 19 through 25 is going to be really random. So any team in that range or unranked, I would qualify as a wild card.
Is Purdue a wild card?
No.
A lot of people would tell you they are in our Discord, but okay. All right. Cart, you want to go first?
Yeah. I got Kansas. I got Bama. I got UConn. I got Florida.
Can we get some elaboration from you? Because that was, like, quick and smooth from you. You were ready.
Yeah, well, it was going to be Baylor as the other one, but you wanted a wild card, so Florida's my wild card. I'm buying all Walter Clayton stock. I'm buying Will Richard to be better. I'm buying Elijah Martin to have a bounce back. FU Dusty May season. FU John L. Davis season. I'm riding with the Gators till the wheels fall off.
Okay. All right.
Oh, actually, now that I'm at Riley, now that I have you here, do the Lord's work. You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Are you putting Texas in your Final Four, or am I going to have to do it?
I should have, but I'm going to need you to do it.
I got you. Should I go ahead and give you mine, Greg?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a long shot, and I still don't have any yet.
All right, I'm going Kansas, I'm going Gonzaga, and I'm going Auburn as my three big boys. I'm picking Auburn over Alabama. Love this Alabama team. I'm sure they're going to be, I would say they feel like Elite Eight at minimum. It's just hard to get to back-to-back Final Four teams. I think despite how loaded the roster is, they still might have some defensive concerns. Auburn, I think, is a bona fide top 10 team. I'm also ridiculously high on Miles Kelly, which maybe skews my judgment a little bit more. But Greg, remember how you said it might be the year after the year?
Oh yeah.
Another one of your idioms. Your idioms are getting a lot of play this episode.
I like
it. For Auburn, it might be the year after the year after the year. Because in 2022, when they had Jabari Smith and Walker Kessler, they were supposed to get there. They might do it this year. I love fifth year Jani Broome. I think Pegisi has at least tournament experience, like this team's makeup a lot. Gonzaga, this is sort of just a program bump. I think that they find a way back there. But then my wild card, I am going to go with our Horns, Cart. I would love it even more if they got JT Toppin, because they were the rumored favorites for a little bit. But I think Texas Tech was able to spend a little bit more in the 11th hour. But I got to go with Jordan Pope. I got to go with Tremont Mark. Bounce back year. Dude's just going to be cooking in the mid-range, draining some threes every once in a while, carrying the Horns back to the promised land.
I love it.
Okay, I have one more because I got to be honest. I'm going through this. I hate all of the quote-unquote long shot teams, so I'm going to keep trying to stretch the rules here and spit teams that I want to be able to consider long shots. Do you consider year one John Calipari a long shot?
No. I mean, most everybody has Arkansas outside of the top 15 now.
Yeah, right. They're out there. And they obviously didn't finish good last season. I think people would be stunned if Cal went there in the first year. I just don't know if I get to count that as a long shot or not.
I'm not allowing it.
This ain't your game. This is Riley's game. This is Riz's day.
I'll defer to Carter. We're not allowing it.
That's such garbage. You think the people want me to just hear like me fake talk myself into Texas A&M? Like, I don't think there's like a world where there's like a 25th team that's going to be a Final Four favorite here.
All right, give me your three good teams then, and then we can evaluate for that fourth.
My three good teams are Kansas, non-negotiable. That's my whole MO for this entire season is don't overthink it. Kansas is going to win the title. My second team is Baylor. I think that Jeremy Roach and Norchad were the hugest additions any team made. I think VJ Edgecombe is going to be a complete star. And it's time for Scott Drew to get back to overachieving in the tournament, or at least achieving in the tournament after a couple of years of underachieving, in my opinion. I'm going to do it. I still wish you would have let me do this team as a long shot because everybody says I'm crazy for it. I'm putting Purdue in my Final Four. I'm doing it repeatedly. I think Braden Smith's going to be that good. I think he's going to be everything that people said Tyler Kolek was. And everyone told me a Tyler Kolek-led team was a Final Four contender for a year. Why am I not allowed to think a guy who averaged basically the same stats as him as a sophomore isn't going to take a leap forward doing that himself? And I think it's going to be a, like, not a year after the year type thing, but like a Purdue's here to stay type thing. This wasn't just Didi. And then those are my three. What do you want me to do with the fourth, Riley?
I will allow Arkansas, make the case for Arkansas, make the case for Cal, and it'll transition us nicely into our next topic anyway.
Thank you. Okay. Cal Revenge Tour. Cal Revenge Tour, simple as that. What if the entire thing with Cal Kentucky was complacency? What if it was? Cal knew he could sleep his way through afternoons on the weekends and wake up and have 2 5-stars that want to play for him. Okay, that's all I got to do. I got to show up at Drake's pool party. I got to do the radio hits. I got to look good in royal blue. Everything's fine. Until it wasn't. Until everybody freaked out and was like, dude, you lost to Jack Golke. We have to draw the line. I'm hoping that's a wake-up call for Cal because this dude can still coach. He can do every element of this at the highest level. He's been criticized for having horrible offenses. Meanwhile, his offenses have rated ahead of Mark Pope's offenses for like 4 of the last 6 seasons. He's had National Player of the Years in the last 3 years that he got from the transfer portal, but everybody says he doesn't use the transfer portal. Like, I think this was the wake-up call he needed. I think the roster he's already built at Arkansas has a lot of things that Kentucky's teams have needed the last few years. John L. Davis is a veteran star. Jonas Adu is a veteran star. He brought his freshman with him. He brought some vets from Kentucky with him. The roster's loaded. For some reason, people are just out, though. It should be a top 10 roster in the country consensus-wise. Nobody's looking at it that way. And if they get Coleman Hawkins, I think there's an argument this team should be the second-best team in the country, even ahead of Alabama on paper coming into next season. Cal, revenge tour, shut everybody up, prove everybody wrong.
With Coleman, this team will be special. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to argue that roster if they land him as not like one of the 5 best in the sport. Even without him, it could be there. So I have no qualms with it other than I'll let it slide with the long shot just because of Cal's recent March struggles.
Thank you.
Hey, Greg, you're disgusted. You're so convincing sometimes. Like, I feel like you could sell me a racism membership and I would somehow find a way to tap in.
I want to make it unequivocally clear. I could not be more anti-racism.
Okay, good call.
Topic number 3, Riley, bring us home.
Yeah, your Cal Revenge Tour, as I hinted at, leads us nicely into the last topic for today. It is John Calipari's comments that he made in an article. Pete Thamel wrote this. It published the evening of the NBA draft deadline. And I just want to read the headline for you. Get your thoughts. Let's break it down. Let's unpack it. Arkansas's John Calipari eyes new formula for the roster building. And then you have this quote here where he says, the lesson was you can't do this now with 7 freshmen, he said. You just can't. You're going to hit a team that's 25 years old on average. How's my cow voice going, by the way?
I was just going to say it's really, really good.
One was 26, and that team is physically going to get you. And so now we have a couple transfers that are older, some kids that transferred from Kentucky and went through it, and they're a year older, and some freshmen. I took this quote and immediately bookmarked it because he was saying the same thing two summers ago. Or was it three summers ago? Now, whatever the year where they had Oscar Tshiebwe, they had Kellen Grady, they had Davion Mintz, they had Sevier Wheeler. That team, they had Keon Brooks and Jacob Toppin. That team had one freshman in the rotation. It was Ty Washington, and they got bounced in the first round. What do you make of these comments? Do you believe in Portal Cal? I know, Greg, you just made your case, but yeah, there seems to be a clear need for him to get his mojo back on the court. You know, the flicking up at Drake's mansion, I'm not sure you want to do that anymore after the summer Drake had, but flicking up at Drake's mansion is not going to be an issue, nor is getting players in. But like, do we buy this?
I want to go first here. Him saying this two summers ago doesn't affect this, because I believe it now. I buy it now to give you my answer on this, because to me, this is like the classic. The guy tells his girlfriend 2 years ago he's going to make some changes, but like the girlfriend sticks around even though he doesn't make changes. But when she finally actually dumps his ass, he's like, oh no, like I actually got to make some changes. And now the ex-girlfriend is going to be sick when those changes get made with this new girl, because she's like, I struggle with this guy, and now he's changing for this girl. So I think that he actually is going to change, because he kind of got hit with a quote unquote like coaching ultimatum, like Kentucky cast him aside because he did not change. So now he's forced to do it. And to Greg's revenge tour thing, maybe he wants to show that he can change to stick it to Kentucky. Because I don't care what anybody says, he wants to stick it to Kentucky. He wants to make them feel like they shouldn't have cast him aside and that they're going to regret their decision. I feel that way 100%. I don't care what Cal ever says. I will never, ever feel differently.
Yeah, you always want to, like, win the breakup, always.
Win the breakup.
Yeah. In that case, though, like, I think one of the best things that could happen for Cal is Kentucky being good under Mark Pope, because I think he needs some motivation. Like, I think if Cal can just sit at Arkansas and know that Mark Pope's worse than him, he's not going to change. He's going to just keep doing this and roll the dice, and it might work in March. But if he looks back and Mark Pope's actually, like, winning things, which right now he's not even winning recruitments, then, like, I think it will cause him to change. He said what he's supposed to say, right? Like, what's he going to do? Do the interviews and be like, I'm not changing a damn thing. Like, the players right now are being told it's Cal University. He really hasn't changed that much. The only thing he has done is landed guys he's tried to get. Like, I think the issues these past couple seasons have not been strategy as much as they've been he missed on some key transfer guys. Like, he tried to get Hunter Dickinson. He was at the Detroit airport, like at the bar with Hunter for hours, and it didn't work. He went to play for Bill Self. Imagine last year's Kentucky team with Hunter Dickinson. They would have been way better than they were. So I think this year, like, John L was massive. They're supposed to be the leader for Coleman. And I think Adu's a great player. And if you actually do get two starters, one you ripped away from Tennessee, by the way, and one you ripped from a team that went to a Final Four two seasons ago. If you're doing that on a yearly basis mixed with the freshman he recruits, then yeah, it's one of the healthiest programs in the country. I do believe he can do that at Arkansas, though. Like, I think, like, Chicken Man has the money to help him get the players he needs. And if he wants the best players in the portal, he'll keep getting them.
Yeah, I think he's going to continue to get guys whichever route he goes, whether that's the freshman, whether it's the one and done high school ranks, or whether it's the portal. I just couldn't help but, like, kind of, and I like Cal. I want to get ahead of that. Like, I'm one of the few guys who, I guess I should say, one of the few UNC fans. UNC fans love to hate Cal for some reason when he's always been super respectful of the program. I think he's charismatic. I see why players want to go play for him. Like, I don't have anything against him. It's just, even when you look at the team he assembled last year, it seemed like Trey Mitchell was this massive get late in July because he looked good in some exhibition games against, like, former MAC players. And he got Antonio Reeves back for a fifth year, who was a stud. Like, we've seen him try to strike this balance, and it just hasn't gotten results yet. I still believe in Cal as a coach, but I'm kind of to the as I'm saying this, I'm like, do I? Because I kind of need to see it to believe it again in March. Like, it's been like 2019 was the last time they made the second weekend. 2019 was a long time ago. 2019 was like pre-pandemic. I was trying to think of some other culturally relevant stuff that was bumping back then. Billie Eilish's Bad Guy was like blaring on the speakers all summer long. Like, it was many, many moons ago when we saw a Cal team make the Elite Eight or further.
A hit, yeah. By the way.
Absolute hit.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. Okay. So how soon does Cal make a Final Four at Arkansas? Or does he never?
He will.
How soon?
In the next 3 to 5 years.
Riley?
He doesn't. I think if he's going to do it, it's got to be year one. Because if it doesn't happen again, if he doesn't have a deep tournament run, maybe some of that Chicken Man money dries up. Maybe some of these like big name transfers, they start thinking it's a bill of goods. I don't know. I feel like he's got to get close this year, or I'm going to lose a lot of faith that it ever happens.
I guess I'm doing it. I guess I have to do this if nobody else will. Final Four team this year.
Good job,
Cooper. I'll do it.
Do it.
Riley, how dare I? We never got your scripture reading of the day.
So one big thing presented by the Bible?
Sure. Please. Also, this lighting is doing wonders for this hair today. Let's go.
You're looking like a prime Nick Carter with some blonde streaks just shining.
You're like
in
a lifeguard that can't swim.
All right,
let
me give you your scripture reading of the day. This one comes from John 15, going New Testament this week. It is the words of Jesus, verses 4 and 5. He says this: remain in me and I in you, just as a branch is unable to produce fruit by itself unless it remains on the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me, other translations say abides in me, and I in him produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. This is a verse that speaks to me that I've found personally applicable to my own life. Just a reminder to keep that relationship with Jesus growing, communication with him open, and trying my best to listen. So, sleepers, you've been awakened.
That was actually a really timely verse today, because Carter's starting center's legs are shaped like branches that can't produce fruit.
Mm-hmm. Good call. Mm-hmm. My one big thing for today is I think that parents name their kids for professions that they want to be. Where this came from is there's no way, if I had a conversation with Mr. and Mrs. Thamel, that they didn't want their son to be a journalist when they named him Peter Thamel.
So what do you think your parents wanted you to be?
A podcaster.
What do you think Riley Davis's parents wanted him to be?
A man of good faith.
What do you think Greg Waddell's parents wanted him to be?
Just an unproblematic white person.
It's a fun one, Karn. I like that one big thing from you. Riley, what's yours?
So I was at the Y the other day, and as I was exiting, I saw a man probably in his 60s pull up wearing a shirt that said "the greatest racquetball legend you've never heard of." And I just want to say, when we're in our 60s, I hope we have that same energy with whatever hobby, sport, activity we're still maintaining at that time.
That's good. That's really good. My one big thing, have you seen the random like Instagram account that keeps posting golf videos every day until I make 18 pars in a row?
No.
You haven't seen this, Cart?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you would love this guy. Riley wouldn't, because he hates golf, but you would love this. I want to make sure I say the right thing here. I'm going to try and see if it's in my search history right now. Cheeky Golf Club is what it's called. So it's these brothers, but it's one guy who plays every day. And he always brings like a brother with him, like just along as like his caddy. It's the most wholesome thing I've ever seen. Like, Cart, this guy's like as good of a golfer as I am, which is not very good. So most days he makes like one par max, but it's just, he's on day 110 of like posting until I make 18 straight pars. And it's taken off. It's gone viral so much that they now are like playing the nicest courses in Europe. Like they're getting paid to go around to like Scotland and just golf on these cliff tops. I got so into it. He had one day he made 6 straight pars. And I was like, let's go. And this cute little man, every time he just makes one par, he like hugs his brother and they're so proud of him. Like it's the most wholesome content I've ever seen. And I just want to say I'm rooting for Cheeky Golf Club.
Okay. I need to tap into that. That sounds like up my alley.
It's electric content. As we hope this episode was for you, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed this week on the Sleepers Media channel. Coming next week, we're going to roll out a bunch of NBA draft stuff. Riley Davis, Brian Ralph, myself, and Carter have been behind the scenes preparing a lot of NBA draft content, player prospect breakdowns, comparison videos, and some more surprises in store next week. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Life needs more Cedar Point, and that's what you'll get with the 2024 Summer Pass. Get unlimited visits through Labor Day plus free parking. Enjoy spectacular rides, unforgettable live shows, and drive the sky on Top Thrill 2, the world's only triple-launch vertical speedway. It's all yours for just 3 payments of $25 after initial payment, online only plus applicable taxes and fees. But hurry, because this price goes up July 8th. Get your Summer Pass today, only at cedarpoint.com.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.